I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 10th. Well, a Braintree man who had both legs amputated after he got sick while visiting India for his brother's wedding has died. 39-year-old Andrew Wassell died at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston in June, surrounded by his family. Wassell became suddenly and severely ill the day after his brother's wedding in February in Mumbai. His family explained on a GoFundMe page earlier this spring that he was hospitalized with a dangerous strep infection that developed into septic shock, necessitating a double amputation and leaving his family scrambling to arrange a medical flight to bring him home to Massachusetts. Wassell arrived in Boston in late April, spent the better part of 4 months hospitalized. A 2005 graduate of Braintree High School, Wassell was a longtime Stop and Shop employee. Police say a body was found yesterday afternoon at a water treatment plant in Brockton. Employees with the Brockton DPW contacted police after spotting what they believed to be a body in a water trap at the facility on Oak Hill Way at about 5 p.m. Officers responded and confirmed a deceased person was in the water trap. Police didn't say whether the death is thought to be suspicious, and investigation is ongoing. Signs are posted warning people to swim at their own risk at Wollaston Beach and Brody or Baker Beach in Quincy this week. Results of water tests indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at 4 sections of Wollaston Beach and at Baker Beach in Germantown. In addition to the warning signs, red flags are flying from the lifeguard stands on Wollaston Beach advising people about the unsafe pollution levels. Well, two brothers who worked for the Holbrook DPW were arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court, accused of viciously attacking a homeless man last month. 32-year-old Jesse Baxter of Holbrook and 28-year-old Jake Baxter of Randolph are both accused of assaulting a man who was sleeping in a tent at Brookville Park on June 13th. A not guilty plea was entered on the brothers' behalf. Prosecutors said the 40-year-old victim woke up to two individuals going through his campsite and overturning tables while looking for something. The two suspects, later identified as Jesse and Jake, then attacked the victim through the tent. The victim managed to escape but was dragged into the parking lot where he was kicked, stomped, and beaten. The victim told police he was dragged under a streetlight, and when the two men saw his face, they appeared surprised as though he was not the person they were looking for. The victim said the two attackers then jogged away. Prosecutors said the man suffered a broken collarbone, broken toes, a broken nose, a concussion, and other injuries. Police said the suspect's father, another Holbrook DPW worker, had reported being confronted by a different homeless man the day before. Investigators said when questioned by officers, the suspect said they were chased by a homeless man who threatened them with rocks, and they tackled him. However, police said video evidence does not back up that claim. They said the victim is a kind, smart man who is facing challenges. Holbrook Town Administrator Ann Mahoney said the brothers are on paid leave while an independent investigation is conducted by a third party. According to the court documents, Jesse has a previous criminal record, including an assault and battery case out of Hingham in 2023, a probation violation warrant issued in May of 2024, and two prior failures to appear. The brothers both posted bail, $5,000 cash bail for Jesse, $1,500 for Jake. The judge ordered both suspects to stay away from Brookville Park and stay away from the victim. They're both due back in court on September 29th. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy is expanding their food pantry hours in response to rising food insecurity rates in the region. Effective immediately, the pantry will permanently expand its hours Monday through Friday from 9:30 to noon and Wednesday evenings by appointment. According to the 2026 Massachusetts Food Access Report by the Greater Boston Food Bank and Mass General Brigham, the number of households in the state of Massachusetts facing food insecurity has increased from 19% in 2019 to 40% last year. Food insecurity is defined as being unable to afford enough to eat or worrying about where one's next meal may come from. The growing need is compounded by the addition of nearly 48,000 children in Massachusetts who've lost access to SNAP benefits over the past 12 months. Interfaith Social Services is a safety net for South Shore individuals and families. In addition to the food pantry, they also operate a mental health counseling center, thrift shop, and homelessness prevention program. Those seeking food assistance are encouraged to visit interfaithsocialservices.org/food to learn how to become a food pantry client. Interface Food Pantry serves residents of Braintree, Cohasset, Hingham, Holbrook, Hall, Milton, Quincy, Randolph, Scituate, and Weymouth. Clients are served once every 30 days. Those in need of additional assistance or who reside in other communities are encouraged to call the Project Bread Hotline at 1-800-645-8333. Attorney General Andrea Campbell, in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Justice and a bipartisan coalition of 35 other state attorneys general, announcing a $36.5 million multi-state settlement with CVS Pharmacy to resolve allegations the company knowingly submitted false claims to MassHealth and other government health care programs by over-dispensing insulin pens and improperly obtaining reimbursement. Under the terms of the agreement, CVS will pay $36.5 million to the federal government and coalition states. Massachusetts will receive $1.3 million from the settlement. The settlement resolves allegations that from 2010 to 2020, CVS violated the Federal False Claims Act and various state false claim statutes, including the Massachusetts False Claims Act, by overbilling for and improperly dispensing insulin pens to patients enrolled in government health plans like MassHealth. According to the coalition, CVS knowingly gave patients more insulin than their doctors prescribed and refilled those prescriptions too early. Quincy police issuing a warning about the latest scam. Police say anyone receiving a notice about missing jury duty that asks that they use Bitcoin to pay a fine should just ignore it. Officials say the court system does not accept cryptocurrency for any payment and would never threaten instant arrest warrants if you don't pay with cryptocurrency. Anyone receiving a call, text, or email requesting crypto payment for missing jury duty should ignore the call, don't pay anything, and report it to your local police department. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city's Heritage Tree program is chugging along. As part of the Quincy 400 celebration last year, the city launched an effort to plant 12 large heritage trees at key locations throughout the city, along with signage explaining the historical significance of that site. Koch says the project is still underway this year. The Heritage Tree at Center Street in Bergen Parkway is the location of the former Lincoln Monument Company that had become dilapidated. In addition to the heritage trees, more than 600 trees were planted citywide, and residents can still request a tree by contacting the Department of Natural Resources at 617-376-1299. The John Quincy Adams Presidential Wreath Laying Ceremony is being held at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center today at noon in honor of President Adams' 259th birthday. The keynote address will be delivered by Editor-in-Chief of the Adams Papers, Sarah Martin. Allison Doucette will speak on behalf of the Adams family. The Quincy Choral Society will also perform. The ceremony will reflect on the impact that Founding Father President John Adams had on his own son as part of the America 250 celebration. The United First Parish Church in Quincy Center also presents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, A Cosmic Coincidence, Sunday at 3 p.m. to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the deaths of the two presidents. Presidents Adams and Jefferson died on July 4, 1826. The program will focus on how both men were eulogized by public figures. All are welcome to attend that free program. Divas with a Twist will perform tonight from 6 to 8 at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy as part of the Free Friends Fridays events. Five female vocalists, backed by Grammy-nominated musicians, will play pop, classics, Motown, and more. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead will present People of the Dawn Lands by the Plymouth Patuxent Museum from Plymouth Plantation, Saturday from 11 to noon. The homestead will be open for tours from 11 to 3. The last tour begins at 2:30. Tours are every half hour. The Quincy Department of Environmental Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Seashores, Sailors, and Snug Harbor Community Gardens on Saturday at 9 a.m. You'll visit new community gardens with a representative from Holly Hill Farms. To register, email sowen@quincyma.gov. The Friends of Wollaston Beach present the Kite Crusaders Kiting Caravan and Expo on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., partnering with the Special Olympics. Visit friendsofwollaston.com for more information. And the Quincy Art Association presents En Plein Air Outdoor Painting on Wollaston Beach Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Between the Squantum and Wollaston Yacht Clubs, bring your own materials, supplies, and sketch pads if you would like to participate. A check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 139 points. The NASDAQ rose 336. And the S&P added 60. Stocks advanced in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $75 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the White Sox in Chicago 2-1. They begin a series in New York with the Mets tonight at 7:15. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, hazy, hot, and humid with a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm at a high of 90. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 84. Sunny on Sunday, high of 84. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 88. But the boater waves about a foot. West winds at 5 to 10 knots become easterly. High tide, 7:59 a.m. and 8:20 p.m. Sunrise, 5:17, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 10th.